Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific. I'm yet again in a small dark closet, and this is my third attempt trying to record this, because my cat decided to interrupt. Anyways, just a few quick notes before we jump into this week's episode. First, I want to give a big shout out to this week's patrons. That means you, Steve, Sam Wiseass, Anita Cash, Peter Ole Rasmussen, Zygmantis Makasjaskis, Dusk Winter, Hunter Estes, and Landon Patterson. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. And if you're interested in getting access to ad-free and bonus episodes, voting on postcards, or even hearing your own name at the beginning of the show, you can find us on patreon.com/scp_pod.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number. SCP-3001. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. To prevent further accidental entries into SCP-3001, all Foundation reality-bending technology will now be upgraded or modified with multiply new discovered safeguards to prevent C-class wormhole creation. While knowledge of SCP-3001 is available to personnel of any level should they wish to learn about it, research and experimentation with SCP-3001 and its associated technology is strictly limited to personnel of level 3 and above, with special clearance designation granted to Sites 120, 121, 124, and 133. Description: SCP-3001 is a hypothesized, paradoxical, parallel, pocket, non-dimension, accessible through the creation of a momentary Class C broken entry wormhole. Well believed to be an infinite extending parallel universe, SCP-3001 is almost completely devoid of any matter and has an extremely low Hume level of 0.032, contradicting Kedrel's law of reality, with the relation between Humes and space-time. This phenomenon causes matter inside it to decay at an extremely low rate, and damage that would otherwise prove fatal does not impede any biological or electronical function. Simulations suggest an organism can lose more than 70% of their body tissue and still operate normally, as long as at least 40% of the brain remains. However, prolonged exposure will cause said matter to gradually approach SCP-3001's own Hume level, resulting in severe tissue or structural damage as the matter's own Hume field begins to disintegrate. SCP-3001 was initially discovered on January 2, 2000, at Site 120, a facility dedicated to testing and containing reality-bending technology. Dr. Robert Scranton and his wife, Dr. Anne Lang, were head researchers at Site-120 and were developing an experimental device called the Lang-Scranton Stabilizer, or LSS. Dr. Scranton was transported to SCP-3001 after unexpected seismic activity damaged several active LSS in Site-120 Reality Lab A. Initially presumed dead, Dr. Scranton has survived in SCP-3001 for at least 5 years, 11 months, and 21 days. During this time, he was able to record his experiences and observations within SCP-3001 through a somehow still-functioning LSS control panel, which was also brought into SCP-3001, along with him through the C-class broken entry wormhole. These recordings were later recovered upon the panel's sudden return and unexpected side effect from testing improved reality-bending technology. These logs are the basis of SCP-3001's study. Despite new technologies being developed, retrieval and reintegration of Dr. Scranton has been unsuccessful. His current physical and mental states, if he is still alive, are unknown. Further information on Dr. Scranton's possible retrieval is under Ethics Committee review. The following are the recordings of Dr. Scranton's logs.
No discernible or coherent dialogue can be heard from Dr. Scranton for the first 8 days. He cycles through periods of panic, confusion, and anger throughout. And it seems he was attempting to navigate SCP-3001 to find a way out. He finally moved close enough to recording log on the 11th day, though did not notice it was operating for several more hours.
Name, Robert Scranton. Age, 39. Birthday, September 19, 1961. Favorite color, blue. Favorite song, Living on a Prayer. Wife, Anna. Anna. Name, Robert Scranton. Age, 39. Birthday, September 19, 1961. Favorite color, blue. Favorite song, Living on a Prayer. Wife, Anna. She has green eyes. I love her very much. Name, Robert Scranton. Age, 39. Birthday, September 19, 1961. Favorite color, blue. Height, 178 centimeters. Weight, 85 kilograms. Wife, Anna. Anna, I'm sorry. Name, Robert Scranton. Age, 39. Birthday, September 19, 1961. Favorite color, blue. My wife's name is Anna. We got married August 12, 1991. I hope she got out okay. Please let her be all right. Please let her be all right. Robert Scranton, 39. Anna, blue, wife, please, please, God, please. Anna, Anna, Anna Bobana, Anna Bobana. What the hell is that?
It is assumed at this point Dr. Scranton noticed a flashing light on the recording module.
The fuck? This thing's actually recording. My name is Robert Scranton. Yeah, my name is Robert Scranton, former researcher at Foundation Site 120. It's been... I don't know. Actually, I can't remember. I estimate it's been 10 days, but I don't. I can't. God, can anyone hear me? I don't know what's happened. I don't know where I am. And please, is anyone there? Hello? Anyone? Anyone? No one can hear me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck. Why the hell is the thing even working? It can't be working. It shouldn't be working. So what the hell? I need to see how long I can talk here. I think there's a cap or something on the recording log. And I can't see anything. I can only see the red light blinking on and off. I can't see any of the switches next to it. I'm really hungry. Thirsty, too. I think I should be dead from dehydration by now, but I don't know. Hi, little red light. Can you talk to me? Can you talk to Anna for me? Hello? I found the controls.
Changing to 3 days, 47 hours, and 15 minutes. Changing to 3 days, 47 hours, and 15 minutes. Changing to 3 days, 47 hours, and 15 minutes.
Oh, Jesus. Wherever the hell I am, I'm pretty sure now that I don't need to eat to stay alive. It hurts, a lot, but at this point I don't think I'm going to die. So, I'm going to take my time, I guess. Maybe some sort of miracle will happen and I'll get out? Keep dreaming, Robert. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep.
2 months, 4 days, 3 hours.
I have a picture of Anna in my pocket. I almost forgot. Little
little red light. Let me see her face, please. Just a little bit. I just want to see her a bit. Hi, Anna. I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm coming back, okay? Hi. Robert here. Yeah, I haven't really recorded much to hear in the past few weeks. Oh. Sorry. Gotta keep it together. Breathe. I've been busy trying to learn more about the place I'm in. My prison. My kingdom all my own. King Robert. God, I stink. Is there even air in this goddamn place? Stinky King Robert, king of the goddamn nothing. Fuck. Sorry. I've gotta keep this professional. I'll come back when I'm rested. Okay, here goes. My name is Robert Scranton. I am a former head researcher of Site 120, a foundation facility dedicated to studying various reality-bending SCPs for the purpose of developing more advanced countermeasures towards such threats. For the last... Red light. Speak to me.
2 months, 8 days, 16 hours.
What Red Light said, I've been trapped in what I believe to be an empty pocket dimension, alone. Yeah, alone. All alone. I'm calling this place SCP... Oh, I don't know. I can't remember where we are. Screw it. I don't know what's happened in the past. Red light. Please. Again.
2 months, 8 days, 16 hours.
No one else is around to argue, and at this point I'm just talking into this control panel to keep myself together. I need to keep a record. There might be some poor bastard in the future who ends up like me, and if this ever actually makes it out, maybe I can help stop that from happening. That's all I have going for me right now, and I really need something to go for. So yeah, Robert Scranton, documenting a new SCP for future research purposes. That'll have to do. Here we go.
2 months, 11 days, 10 hours.
Item number SCP, I don't fucking care. Object class Euclid, I guess, but I don't know. I might update this in time. I need to explore more. Special containment procedures. God, I sound so much like a shrink right now. I don't know if we could contain wherever I am. It's definitely not on Earth. To be honest, I don't know where it is. I think it has something to do with the stabilizer prototype. I'll explain that more later. Okay, yeah. Wherever I am, I don't think it can be contained much as created. No, that's not the word I'm looking for. Entered. Yeah, entered is better. I came into this place because of some really bad reality-bending accident, and... No, Robert, don't be like that yet. You don't know if there's an exit yet. Ooh, living on a prayer, halfway there.
2 months, 11 days, 18 hours.
So, wait. No. Description. Robert, stick to the format. This place. It's some sort of reality gap, I think. It's dark. Really dark. As in this little red light that shows my words are actually being recorded. It's the only visible light in this entire place. I can't see my hands, and I can barely see the control panel here. I've had to basically use the light as a center and remember how many steps I take and in what direction. I haven't gone past 100 yet. I'm too scared to. Hey, I wonder if my hair is turning white right now. I can't even see what color it is anymore. Speaking of which, my head has been a bit itchy recently. If I don't concentrate on it, it's fine, but I feel this tingling all over my face. I'm not sure why.
2 months, 15 days, 4 hours.
Okay. I need to relax for a minute. Jesus, God, shit, holy shit, shit, shit. I just discovered a new property in this place.
All this time, I've been thinking I might be walking on some sort of flat ground, if you will. I kept eye contact with Little Red as far as I could see. And it seems I could walk in a straight, flat path. Jesus, my head is buzzing right now. I think the adrenaline is still kicking, but if my hypothesis is correct, and this really is some sort of reality void, then there shouldn't be anything to walk on. Now that I think about the whole time I've been in here, it feels like I'm walking. But I'm also swimming through something. And this something is thick and form-fitting. It has this pressure, which I know isn't the correct term, but goddammit, this place makes no damn sense. And I'm doing my best to understand it, okay? God, sorry. So the best analogy I can come up with is it's like I'm walking through really thick black gel. There's enough tension to keep me on a surface, but if I imagine myself pressing down hard enough, I can descend. Wait. I think I need to test this more. I'll be back.
2 months, 17 days, 2 hours.
Navigation is largely affected by conscious impulses to travel in certain direction. Now, this definitely isn't a complete reality gap, at least according to mine and Anna's theories. If it were, I wouldn't have been able to move at all, since space wouldn't have existed. Holy shit! Okay, this makes a lot more sense than it did before. Great. Great job, Robert. You're getting there. Come to think of it, I should have realized that sooner when I was able to move in a flat plane to and from Little Red. It also explains why I'm not dead from dehydration or hunger yet. Time barely passes in here. So I stood right next to Little Red and went straight down. Okay, from here on out, imagine Little Red as the origin of a 3D space. I went straight down, right, yeah. And then I was then able to come back up to Little Red again. I've also been able to fly above Red. Movement in here is slow, like I said, gel analogy. Best I can describe it by.
2 months, 22 days, 3 hours.
Reporting back for another update, Red, sir. Come on, Red, lighten up. Pun not intended. Come on, Red, crack a little smile. It's funny. Fine, whatever. This place still seems like it barely follows Kedjua's laws of reality parameters. And by barely, I mean really just barely. I'm pretty sure my maths is right, but hold on. I'm going to check again. Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, pretty sure it's good still. Okay, this place, if we're using the standard Hume scale, I'm pretty sure I'm in a reality where the Hume field is 0.04-ish. Yeah, really, really, really fucking low. So, like I said above, space-time exists on a very minuscule scale. So my biology is not getting shot to hell and back because of any malnutrition. But that also means I'm not actually sure what that also means. Adding on from the last entry, I'm not sure how my biology will react in such a low Hume concentration, actually. I mostly work with higher than average Hume fields. And the reality benders we tested never had a field lower than 0.8. This is going to be a first. An all-time first. I remember Site 133's Prommel Killer, and they called it that because it broke the previous theory about the lowest limit of Hume concentration. Really expensive, weird machine that brought the small area down to 0.4. 0.05 is... yeah. I was lying, last log. I'm lying to myself, my own body, and Little Red here too. We're about the realest things in this place. And that means, over time, the Hume field's gonna want to equalize. I'm going to go for now. I have to do some calculations again. Red, Anna, take note. I'm using Kedjua's second, third, and fourth laws. Got it? Use 0.05 as the surrounding. My external field is somewhere in between 1 and 1.4. Use the second law's error estimation correction, and my internal Shit, I'm not done yet. I am real. I am super real, super duper real, ultra real. The realest guy in a world of no real. You have no sense of humor as usual, Red. I'm talking about the LSS, Red. When we got sent here, I think our reality got cranked up a notch. Red, didn't you pay attention in class? Hey, don't get fucking smart with me, Red. Okay, the point is, the LSS surge got us up to...
Q-months, 24 days, 5 hours.
No, Red, not even fucking close. You must have converted Kedgel's third law equation wrong. Because of the malfunctioning LSS we got blasted by, we're somewhere in between 2.2 and 3.6. Yes, that's good, Red, that's very good. Because that means we have more time than we thought to... Yes, Red. Before we fucking die, okay?
2 months, 24 days, 5 hours.
About 3 years. 4, if I don't interact too much. If I had an LSS here, I could maybe stretch it out to 8, maybe? That's best case scenario. But I have... Well, I have to... I... No... 3 years. 3 years. Then it's past the point of no return. I should definitely figure something out by then. I think I still should be pretty good for a while, at least. No, I won't be in here that long. I'll definitely figure something out. Anna, what would we do with a case like this? I need your help, honey. That tingling I've been feeling, that's my Hume field diffusing. My reality fading. 3 years. I need to stabilize myself within 3 years. I've been thinking, Anna and I, we had this theory. Even though the Hume field is low, it's still a Hume field. And precisely since it's so low, Hume diffusion should take quite a while. Now if I could contain or recycle the fields, keep the diffusion from spreading too thin, I could also maybe, it's only a theory, but it's worth a shot. But that means, hey, Red, I'm gonna have to go for a bit. I want to test something and you can't come with me. I'm sorry. No, Red, I'm really, really sorry. I want you to come, I do, but if we're together, the diffusion will increase faster. We both need as much time as possible. I need to figure this place out more, and you need to make sure you keep all that info in your head. It's... Red, come on. You'll be fine, Red. I know you will. You're tough. A lot tougher than me. It'll only be for a bit, Red. But I need to see if I can find a way to keep us alive a bit longer. Maybe you can get us out of here? If I can contain enough field, I can maybe even get us out. No, I'm not sure. But I need to find out. Red, we're talking about possibly escaping, okay? Yeah, it's a gap. And a gap should have an end. Like the walls of a canyon, understand? I need to find a wall. And then I can... I'm sorry, Red. I hope we're still friends when I come back. Well, I'm going now. I'll see you soon.
Six months, 10 days, 5 hours.
All right, so you guys know that I've been trying to lose weight lately. You know, I've been kind of on the bigger side for most of my life, but I've been able to drop a lot of weight because I've been trying to eat healthier.
You look good.
Thank you. The problem is I can't cook at all. Like, I'm basically
can just make I've tasted your food.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of Factor Meals before.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so Factor Meals, it's like these easy, ready-to-eat meals that they'll send to your house.
I'm sure you've
heard of services that do this
type of thing.
Where they send food, and it's this. What I actually really liked about Factor is it's like, it has to be kind of idiot-proof for me because I can't cook or do anything, but it's like ready in 2 minutes. It literally comes everything together. You don't have to
make anything.
It's all put together in its own thing. 2 minutes. It's not frozen, which actually makes it awesome.
Oh, nice.
You know, the frozen food.
Yeah.
It comes like in a box. It's like chilled, with the cooling stuff. But you got all kinds. So I did the keto one, but they also have like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus. They've even got like, so my wife ended up really liking these like energy shots.
Okay.
That they put in the box that we ordered, where it's literally like just a little shot of different kinds of energy shots that were awesome.
That sounds amazing.
I always was like, I'd see these commercials or I'd hear commercials for stuff, but I thought Factor Meal seemed like something that was really threading that needle and would have been really, really perfect for me. But dude, they had like pancakes, smoothies.
Who doesn't love pancakes?
Dinners and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they have breakfast?
They got like midday snacks. So I thought it was like perfect.
Get it in, get it done, boom.
If you're just looking for like fast premium options and you don't have to really cook or be able to do anything.
Sure.
Factor is awesome for that kind of stuff. And I thought the quality of the meals, restaurant quality meals that I just could like heat and eat, dude. So it's not like your frozen stuff you get at the grocery store. So if you guys want to try Factor Meals, I'd say go for it because it's really helped me out. And I was actually really surprised. All you guys have to do is head to factormeals.com/badmovies50 and use code badmovies50. That's 50 to get 50% off. That's code badmovies50 at factormeals.com/badmovies50 to get 50% off. Guys, give it a try.
That's half.
I know.
Hello again, Little Red. It's been a while. You know, thinking back, I don't know what the hell I was so excited about. This place is... God. This place is fucking hell. There's no end. It just goes on and on and on. I travel in one goddamn direction for 2 damn months. God, I'm so fucking stupid. Why did I think I could get out? I'm thinking like those old European shits that thought the end of the world was at the horizon. Fucking stupid, Robert. Stupid, just... Gah! If I let myself fall down long enough, would I eventually hit a bottom? There's no bottom. Fuck you, Red. I'm sorry, Red. Don't go out. I'm sorry I turned you off. Come back. Come back, please. I turned 40 today. Happy birthday, Robert. I was adopted, did you know that? Yeah, my parents left me in a box on the side of the street. I don't even know my original last name. Just thought I'd share. How about you, Red? Anna and I met on site in 1988. God, she was beautiful. She still is. It was our eyes. She has beautiful eyes. My eyes are grey. They're boring. But hers? God, they're beautiful. Do you think she's still worried about me, Little Red? Is she still looking for me? You know, Red, you're a great listener. But I never hear you talk about yourself. Come on, don't be shy. There's no one else around, right? Right? I'm sorry, Robert. I'm afraid I can't do that. Red, you're hilarious. Were you married? Kids? Any family at all? Girlfriend? Boyfriend? Come on, Red. I won't judge. Just talk to me. Please? God, my head hurts. And my feet feel like they've been asleep forever. I worked at a comic store as a kid. So much cheaper back then. And I got free stuff at the end of each week. I liked Spider-Man the best. I was in a box, side of the street. What the fuck? No. Red, have you seen my picture? The picture, Red, Anna's picture. Where is it? Come on. Where? Anna. No. Please, no. Anything but. Please. It's fading. She's fading. She's fading. Please, Anna, no. Please. Come on, sweetie, stay here. It's too soon.
It's too soon. My maths isn't wrong. It's not wrong. You should be fine. Anna. Anna. I can't hold you. Come back, Anna, sweetie. Honey, Anna, please. I need you. I need you. Please. Please don't go. I'm here. I'm still here. Red, get help. Anna, please, please, don't go. Don't. Black hair, green eyes, 160. 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 Black hair, green eyes, 160.
Dr. Scranton repeats this for 3 hours.
Anna and I got married in 91. We couldn't really get the nicest suit and dress we wanted because of work, but damn, we both looked great. Anna looked better, of course. We just danced and danced the whole night. Got the whole week off. Even a job like mine lets you enjoy your honeymoon. So, come on, Red. Open up. Put her there. High five. Come on. Come on, Red.
The next recordings only play the control panel's automated voice-giving times, with intervals of 1 to 3 days, with several month-long gaps in between as well. Also intermixed are Dr. Scranton's sobbing, screaming, and mumbling. These recordings continue until the time reading reaches 2 years, 7 months, and 28 days, after which they cease to pick up any sound until 2 months later. Dr. Scranton's voice is noticeably distorted now, hypothesized to a combination of both him and the control panel finally showing signs of reality breakdown.
Robert, cold. I can't feel my legs anymore. I think I'm beginning to hitting that point I talked about. Low Hume field. Diffusion. Equilibrium. But just stupid garbage. I don't know what's real in here anymore. Hell, I'm not sure if I'm real. Something close to it. If I'm really going out like this, I don't want to die yet. I don't want to die yet. God, I don't want to die yet. I ran up one straight diagonal line for 6 months. I went down in one. Now I just went down again for 8. Still no bottom, Red. There's still no bottom. What have you been up to, Red? Have you been listening to me all this time? You're a stubborn little guy, Red. Lucy. Huh, Red? Sorry, I must have fell asleep. What did you want? Oh, sorry, I'll try to remember. Lucy, that's what we wanted to call our kid if we had one. Lucy Scranton. Lucy Lane. Anna and I both thought it would have a nice ring. No, Red, I don't remember picking out a boy's name. Good morning, we've talked the whole night through. Man, I really suck at tap dancing. Can't feel my feet at all. Okay, you try then, Red. Kegel's law states that Hume fields diffuse. Kegel's law states that my balls will eventually fall off if this keeps up. Anna Bobana. She hated that song. And I love to tease her with it. Anna Bobana. Banana. Banana canna. It actually became a joke between us. Did you know we made the words that turned it? Oh, come on, Ray, act your age. Don't be immature. Fine. Guess you have a sense of humor after all. Maybe. You're gonna have to fuck with so much science when we get out of here. This place breaks apart rules like my hand is breaking right now. Spiderwebs. My left hands. Spiderwebs. There was a reality-bending spider at Site 120 once. I should crush it, Red. Would you crush it for me when we get out? Average 10, 15 kilometers a day, plus a few breaks. 10, I think. At least 300 left. I was faster going down. Fuck it. I'm saying about 600 kilometers down. It took a hell of a lot longer than coming up. Far down. Bottomless, infinite, and beyond. Shut up, Robert, you're not funny. Hume field, boom field, breaking down at a rate of... Shit. What's the constant of modified Prommel relations? 10 to the 4th? No, 5th. 5th, I think. 1 year. Maybe yet a few more months. Red, how does David sound? David, you know, you asked about... Yeah, that's... Sorry, I won't keep... My hands. My hands are going through each other. Red. Help. Help, please. My hands. I can't feel my hands. They're going through each other like they're ice water. Red, I can't. Oh, God. Red, you know that stupid magic trick your uncle should show you where he pulled his thumb off, but it was really just the other one tucked under? I just did that with my real thumb. It didn't even hurt. It just came off, I think. Oh, God. I'm going to be sick. I think it's just floating right now, and I can't even pick it up. My hand just passes through it. Oh God. My left pinky feels like an onion. Yeah, it's separated. Nice try, Hell. Rings on the right hand. Nice try, left. I can go right through myself. I can feel inside me. It feels warm, but also cold. When I sleep, my hands go in my head. I'm sleeping on my back now. Static. I'm like static on a TV. Well, I only need one kidney, right? Right. Red, look at this. Oh. Let me keep my heart. Just my heart. That's all I want. Lucy? David? Are you there? I want to see you. Lucy, David, that's not fair. Come on. Hey, quit messing around. I was joking when I said that. I was joking. Oh, come on, that's fucked up. I was joking. I'm a man. Be a man, Robert. You're a man. What the fuck? Anna. 4 years. 6 months. 18 days. I'm not even doing it myself anymore. I can feel it happening on its own. Finally, I can... I still can't say it. I'm still scared. I definitely won't eat any more now.
Still really hungry. That is fucking disgusting, Robert, and you know it. No, see? Red thinks so too. No. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy went somewhere. This little foot. Foot? Red! 5 years, 13 days. Stop it. You're hurting me.
5 years, 19 days.
I'm feeling better now, Red. Sorry. How do you do it, Red? Keep it together. Spill it out. I need some help here. I need some help. Red, come on. Don't do that. Don't go. I know it's hard. I know it's dark, but it's dark, and we're together still. Come on, Red. No. No, no, you can't, Red. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy, stay with me. Red, come on. I can still touch you. Look at me, Red. You're not dying yet. No, Red. No.
No audio is recorded for the next 9 months.
5 years, 9 months, 2 days.
Red?
5 years, 9 months, 3 days. 5 years, 9 months, 3 days.
Automated message repeats 97 more times.
You little shit, I thought you left me. Sorry to say, Red. But there's not much left here. It's been hard. I've 184. I've tried to kill myself 184 times. It didn't work. None of them worked. I don't even know how much there is of me anymore. At least 1 foot, because I can move. Probably a few leg muscles too, but I'm wobbly. Insides up. Well, insides are shit. Still a heart, maybe a lung. This place really won't let me stop. Tired. I did die, Red. Come on, Red. Don't look at me like I don't want your pity. And I want your shock, or anger, or fear, or I can't. When 224, I miscounted. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dr. Scranton counts from 1 to 220 to 245 several times over the next 13 hours.
I died. I died a lot. I tried to suffocate. I tried to snap my neck. I tried to bite myself apart. And this place. It's not real. I left. I saw myself on the ground and I couldn't go anywhere. I just couldn't leave. There's no way to leave. I just floated back down, and each damn time there was less and less of me. Oh God, how much more can I take away and still live? So why are you back now? What do you want to tell me? 5 years, 9 months, 12 days.
This place is getting smaller. Red, did you somehow do this? There's an end here for sure now. It's gone from God knows how long to... There's like a veil further out, and when I touched it, it hurt like hell. Red, what's going on? It's not dark. That border or whatever is getting brighter. And I mean, it's still fucking dark, but... Oh, God. I can actually see something now. Oh, God, what the fuck is this? Oh, God, I didn't know I was this bad. Oh, God, there's so much gone. 5 years, 10 months, 10 days. Red, you're solid. Like, no, you're really fucking solid. You're real. And when I'm real too, when... Well, only when I touch you. But, Red, it really hurts when I do. I think that if I touch you, I might fall apart. You really fucking hurt, Red. Jesus Christ, you hurt. What the fuck is going on? About 3 kilometers in radius and closing. Is this something like Kegel's fourth law? But what the hell is taking it? Hey, I'm in here still. Stop! You're causing a collapse. Hey! 2 kilometers. Oh, God. What's going to happen when it closes? Oh, damn it, Red, you hurt! Not collapsing. Waves. They're waves. What? Robert, you are a goddamn genius. Not walls, windows. Open windows.
5 years, 10 months, 28 days.
Anna, can you hear me? These waves, this place. Well, okay, imagine. Two realities as two pieces of paper stuck together. This place is the space squished between. There should only be two realities, parallel. But this place is a tiny but infinite third. Third, in between. Like what would happen if you fell into a hole crossing a bridge from point A to point B. Remember Class C wormholes? Those theories about a wormhole that was full of goddamn holes? I think this is where one of those holes lead. It doesn't lead to a different universe. It leads to nothing. A dead end. This place is a dead end. Class C. Broken entry. These waves, wherever they're coming from, they're from some parallel reality interacting with this place, displacing this in-between place ever so slightly. And they're all pushing on me and Red, because since we still have some level of reality, they're pushing or sucking us towards them, gradually creating a new wormhole towards home. What's going to happen to me when I go back? When the window closes? Think. Damn it, Robert. Think. You've got to think. Think harder. Think harder. Red, I'm gonna have to... Jesus. I'm gonna have to move away from you. I don't know. You're sick or something. You're really messed up right now. Call me when you're feeling better. I can't think. Right? Oh, blood. Blood, there's way too much. Drip. 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 Where does it all go? Oh, I haven't... tasted barf in forever. Not even when I threw up after my... You're a man, Robert. Oh, God. Oh, God, not again. Not again, not again. How? How? How can I be throwing up this much, Red? Tell me. I don't... I don't even have a stomach to hold it in anymore. And the bleeding never stops. No, Red, I'm not being selfish. It wasn't you. It was these goddamn waves coming in. I can't be near them. Red, look. Look at me. See this? Red, look at me. Look! I can't be near them. They'll kill me. I passed the 3 years quite a while back, remember? Because even after all this time, I don't want to die, Red. I'm still scared. Red, I am scared, okay? You wouldn't understand. You're not human, Red. Oh, no, I'm sorry for offending you. No, Red, come on. I didn't mean it like that. Red, look at me. You're my friend, do you get that? You are my best friend, but let's face it. You got a much better chance of getting out of here. Just leave me alone, please, Red. Just for a bit. I'm sorry, okay? I really am. Can you hear the waves coming in, Red? That little hum and shake as it hits your ears? I can. And it's getting louder every time. And it hurts so bad. So bad. No. Why? Just let me go. Just let me go.
Let me go, damn it.
Oh, God. Another 5 years. 5 more years. If this keeps up, I'm getting restabilized for another 5 fucking goddamn years. Red, what do I do?
Over the next 5 days, the control panel does begin to pick up a low-frequency hum that comes in pulses. The volume increases steadily, and as it does, Dr. Scranton can be heard screaming, crying, and speaking incoherently in the background.
Red.
5 years, 11 months, 9 days.
Help!
At this point, the background humming noise is picked up at a rate of 20 pulses per minute. Something strikes what is assumed to be the control panel. Then there's complete silence for 5 days. Pulses increase in volume as well as frequency to 30 per minute.
Red. Red, Red, give me your leg. I need support. Red, give me your lever, arm, hand. Oh. Red, I need to see better. Give me your light. No, sorry. No.
No light needed. Got it. Sorry. Something else. Anna. I want pretty eyes. Anna. Anna, give me your eye. I only have one. Anna. Anna, give me your lips. I want to kiss you again. Anna. Anna, give me your tongue. I'm hungry. Anna. Anna, spare a toe. Wobbly. Anna, give me your brain. I only have half.
Humming measured at 45 pulses a minute.
Sorry, Anna. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so scary. I'm so sorry. Anna. Anna, can I hold your hand? I lost my ring. It's okay, baby. It's okay. I'll find another way out. There's still enough of me left to... Another 5 years. 5 more years to figure something. Something out. Not yet, Red. Please. I know you want to go. I'm not ready yet. I'm not. I love you, Red. I love you, Anna.
Home is now up to 60 pulses a minute.
Anna.
Dr. Scranton's speech pattern is almost regular. A loud metallic bang heard followed by splattering noise as something strikes the control panel once more. On December 23, 2005, the LSS control panel spontaneously appeared back within the Site 120 testing facility, Reality Lab A.
Doctor, initial human field readings of the anchor are stable. Output readings are 2.3 with a 0.001 fluctuation.
Good, Skinner. Let's hope that holds.
Hold on. What the hell?
What's wrong?
Something has appeared inside of the testing zone.
What?
Ma'am, a large object has materialized within the anchor field. What's the call? Kill the power? Call in the team?
Skinner, what the hell are you... Oh my god, where the hell did that thing come from?
I don't know, ma'am. It appeared out of nowhere. It looks like it's covered in... What the hell is... Oh god, it smells awful. I can smell it from here. Christ.
Oh my god.
Ma'am?
Do not abort, Skinner. I repeat, do not abort. Keep that field up and do not abort.
Ma'am, what is going on? Ma'am. Ma'am!
Reduce Hume field to 1.7. I'm entering the containment zone. Do not disengage the field or we risk destabilizing the object.
Yes, ma'am. Mechanical warning heard. Reporting. Yes, this is Dr. Matthew Skinner requesting...
God, what the hell? What is all this?
Ma'am? Ma'am? What are you doing?
God.
You really shouldn't touch.
Robert. This is you. God, please, no, please, don't let it be you. Don't let it be you, Robert. Oh, no. I thought. How can this be? How can this thing? Oh, God, please, please, no, don't let it be you. Don't let it be you, Robert. God, what the hell happened to this thing? It's like someone exploded on it. Oh God, is that? Oh God, please, please, oh no, please, please, don't be. Access audio log playback starting from January 2nd, 2000. Play back now, damn it, play it back. He's grey.
Wife.
Oh God, where's the other?
Name, Robert Scranton, age 39, birthday September 1961. Favourite colour, blue.
There's so much blood here, there's so much.
She has green eyes. I love her very much.
Are you okay?
Name, Robert Scranton, age 39, birthday September 1961. Favourite colour, blue. Height, 178 centimetres. Weight, 85 kilograms. Wife, Anna. Anna. I'm sorry.
SCP-3001 was written by Oz Ouroboros. Our narrator and host was John Grills. Robert Scranton was played by Karim Cronfy. Computer was played by Pacific S. Obadiah. Dr. Lang was played by Sarah Golding. And Skinner was played by Collins Van Gordon. Quality assurance was done by the skies above the port were the color of television tuned to a dead channel, Daniel Willis, and Jimmy Furr. Our music is created by the incredible Tom Rory Parsons. And I'm your editor and sound designer, Pacific S. Obadiah. And our producer is Tom Owen. This is a Bloody Disgusting show. For more information, visit bloody-disgusting.com.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.